like, wisdom loves humanity. She loves the sons of men. And, you know, as she watches us and she has delighted in us since our inception, before Genesis, wisdom was established. She's a separate entity from the Holy Spirit. Some people have conjectured that she might be like the sister of Jesus or something like that, but I don't know if that really matters. It's just more about like she exists, you know, and you can interact with her. And as I was eating these different fruits and kind of like, I didn't even have to wait for her to give it. It was just like I was running around just eating as many of these fruits as I could. There was this fun loss of the need to be in charge of stuff. Like you literally just enjoy the simplicity of like, okay, I'm a child of God. Literally, like I'm just here for the fun and the ride and like whatever God wants to do. Because otherwise, people like me can tend to like think, oh, I've got to do this myself. I've got to be in charge of this or that. I got to do it. And that can be really detrimental if you want to like receive stuff from God. You've got to like unlearn more than you have learned. I know I'm repeating myself here a little bit. But hallelujah. I just wanted to share a little bit of that because wisdom, she's going to take us to a next level of spirituality. Like you're going to see things clearer than you've ever seen before because you won't have these preconceived ideas of what you're seeing. And this is something that is so important. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You can engage with wisdom regularly and you will begin to manifest the different fruits of wisdom, also the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. And to make it a long story short, I got to engage with grace. And when I was doing a study on grace, seeing the way God operates, he doesn't just forgive you for your trespasses. He works with you even in your mess. Wisdom showed me the house of Jacob and with Rachel and Leah and how that Rachel and Leah were constantly fighting to try to get the attention of their husband. Well, what do? They have their maidens give birth for them. So it's basically Jacob's got a lot of squabbles going on in his house, you know, and you know, it's kind of an entertaining picture in Genesis chapter 30. But when you look at the names of who is being born, that's Jacob's sons. You know, the 12 tribes of Israel came from this big kind of debacle that anybody today would think like this is such a mess. Well, God in his grace used all of that mess, all of that craziness to literally build the celestial, the New Jerusalem will have 12 gates made of giant pearls that you enter in through those gates and you get to literally be in the ecstasy and the joy of God's domain forever and ever. But you're going to go through a gate named after a guy that was conceived in this house of Jacob, which just seems like a madhouse when you read Genesis chapter 30. So what does that tell you? It's like God, he has a plan. His grace will work through your life and your choices, both good and bad. I mean, I hope you're making the right choices, but that was the revelation that wisdom gave me a few days ago. So allow for God's grace into your life, and wisdom will lead you to these different fruits of the Spirit, and you will begin to get those fruits. The upside-down curse in the Garden of Eden, what she showed me, and I might be wrong about some of the terminology, of course. I'm not saying like I'm a prophet. I'm just saying I'm telling you this because I think anybody can do this, and you might feel like you're writing fiction sometimes. If you're not into writing, it might be easier just sit and close your eyes and let God show you stuff, and maybe you just jot down a couple little notes here and there. I saw in the spirit that the curse of Eve, I will greatly increase your pain in childbirth, you know, and I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, so there's several different things there that in the curse, that the sorrow would be multiplied in conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. So you might even say that although we love our kids, it's a lot of work, childcare, you know, it's really hard, and there's a lot of setback there. Likewise, the man has to work hard, and but at the same time, it says, you know, the woman shall be saved through child rearing in a way. That's another weird verse there, but it's kind of true. And man is, you know, you get kind of deliverance from the curse a little bit when you work hard. And Proverbs is all about that. And hard work brings profit. If you're lazy, you know, the lazy man doesn't even roast what he caught in hunting, doesn't even bring his spoon up into his mouth, doesn't want to get out of bed, doesn't want to go outside because they're afraid. The wisdom Proverbs will teach you how to do things. And I'm going to finish this in just a second. Need another little break. I don't know why the internet keeps coming in and out. I don't know why. So we shall return 1 minute. Hallelujah. We're still here. We're still live. Yay. Ah, oh, thank you, Jesus. God was showing me a little bit about the riches we have in the kingdom. And I'd like to share that briefly. The kind of riches that are going to be given us have hardly a comparison down here on earth. But even just a small little glimpse into what we have waiting for us, in the spirit, I saw a stained glass window with these beautiful jewels and treasures behind it, but I couldn't really make out what the treasures were because my mind couldn't handle it yet. But I knew that the accumulated wealth of being connected to wisdom in heaven and these fruits of the spirit is like it's just it makes the wealth of the royals of Europe pale so much. It makes all of these estates that, you know, Obama has and the wealth of Elon Musk and all these guys, they know too. I mean, the really smart ones, they understand that their wealth is kind of meaningless down on Earth anyway, without eternal life especially. But one asteroid worth like quintillions of dollars because of the minerals that they could present. And you say, well, if we had that asteroid, then it would mean that nobody's wealth mean anything because it's so common. Yeah, baby, you could build spaceships the size of planets if you had that kind of stuff with that kind of mineral resources. There's no limit to what you could make. You could make these Dyson spheres, build a solar array around a sun that just produces limitless energy from a burning star. These are the things that God has waiting for us. And we're all squabbling over, like, nothing. It's so sad. It's so boring, man. People are so small-minded, and they just have no idea what they're missing because God's kingdom is so big and so powerfully full of wealth for us. Anyway, aside from that, that was just another little thing, but I saw that the curse of Eden, the woman, under the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And in heaven, there is a pleasure in childbirth. And I believe that there will be babies born beyond this life, although the existence of a pure saved child that didn't have to go through sin, they're going to be more like the angels in a way. Like, they're not going to even know what it was like to go through earth. So our children born in heaven are going to be almost like a different race altogether. But just in having children and rearing and raising them, there is I saw also a kind of an independence too, because there's no longer that, oh, you are cursed to desire your husband and he will rule over you. And there's a mystery there, but there is another level of authority that there's like a matriarchy that comes about. And that's other stuff that's for a later time. I don't think we're even supposed to know most of this yet. But it's really funny to go back and read Genesis chapter 30 and see these people making all these mistakes. And, yeah, you know, God, you know, is going to bless me with more children. Oh, Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me because I have borne him 6 sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And then, of course, they had daughters too. But then Rachel had Joseph. They're like in this race to have kids, to make their husband love them. I mean, this is kind of all part of the curse of Adam and Eve. And so to bring it back to wisdom and the garden of wisdom that I was encountering, it was like all these curses were being turned upside down. And even though in the flesh, yes, we still have to deal with that, but the visions of heaven that you can get if you stay in the Word while you travel into the Spirit, you will start to see the 12 foundations of the city are the 12 apostles. I mean, the cock will crow thrice and you will deny me 3 times before the cock crows, sorry. We are constantly starting new giant things in our faith lives that will amount to planet-sized starships not made with hands as the New Jerusalem. I believe the New Jerusalem is merely one of those things. God is going to start unveiling what humans are capable of doing once we're brought under that balance and that love and the way of God. So hallelujah. And then I got the sense that we're not just building an army here. We're not just birthing an army. There's bigger operations in line. God is going to do things in the creative department that are so far beyond just only surviving the tribulation or managing the millennial world. What is the true desire of your heart? To know him is the greatest pleasure possible. And we're, in essence, we're beginning to know God. And when we approach him not knowing everything, and we approach him with humility and we prefer one another, then he's able to truly give you everything that you know, like, you're not in charge here. In one of my visions, I had like a secret access point under my house to like the military nerve brain, CIA, high tech, James Bond, Batcave, whatever you want to call it, like Men in Black, like that kind of that base that was connected underneath to my house. And there we would do all kinds of experiments and learn new things that we could do in the spirit. And I found out that there was kind of in the military intel hub of the spirit, there were some also some big changes that took place because I was giving wisdom access and just saying, Lord, whatever I even think I've attained in the spirit and what we've been doing in the spirit wars and the whole, you know, gathering the warriors and going and traveling in the spirit and finding out all this different mystery stuff, that with the reforging connection to those things, that wisdom was also coming in and updating the what I like to talk about a lot, the new weapons, to what they really truly are at their core. Because people can get so transfixed on the fact that Jesus gave me the keys of the kingdom that they forget like what the keys actually do. And so there's a lot more to go into. I don't have time. I just wanted to share with you guys a little smattering, I guess you could say. Yes. Hallelujah. A little hallelujahs, you know, just keep us going. Check out our many, many projects going on right now. We've got, if you look at faithbucks.com, you'll see the link to the white papers. I'm just getting started with that. It's pretty needing editing, and it's a small little just trying to, it's when you get into the visions of God and the prophecy network of God and this kind of journaling, it takes a lot to push through. And sometimes the drain is clogged, and when you turn on the faucet, it's like, and that's normal. So don't give up. Keep going in. And I'm just going to be sharing some of my stuff as an example of how I think people, if I can do it, look, anybody can do it. So we've got a link to our Spirit Wars TikTok. If you've already stained your phone with TikTok, if not, do not download that app. You have Telegram there. Telegram is a much more private, secure thing. I've even got it so that you don't even need to download Telegram. You can just go on Faithbucks and you can see what I'm posting daily there, news and whatnot. And then we have links to our other live streaming sources, which I haven't had time to use as much, Twitch and DLive, so-and-so, such-and-such. But if you go beyond that, you'll see the button. You can support us on Patreon as well. I thank you guys who have done that. And if you can't, then just pray for us. But Patreon is still up. I dare not post to it because they will ban me. Like anything they say that they can. I know people that have had, I don't know, like $6,000 a month coming through Patreon, and the Patreon just deleted them. Sarah Westall. But we have a list of different projects that we're working on there. We've got the Forces of TikTok, which I mentioned. We're up to episode 7 there. The Deadliest War of All is up. That's Don Basham sermon. Biblical Role for Young Men by Ern Baxter. That's up. Really good. Liz Walker, The Least Was Chosen, is up. Incredible talks by Liz Walker. The last Neville Johnson that I posted, out of 37 Neville Johnson sermons, The Quest to Walk with God, The Language of Heaven. An absolutely liberating, like, you want to know how to go in a spirit, that's, you start listening to Neville Johnson, man. I'll tell you what, and we got more, just a moment. All right, praise God. So we're back here live still. I'm going to tell you, if you want to know how to travel in the Spirit and how to do a lot of this stuff, I am not your teacher, but I would recommend Paula Mengucci. You can check out the House of Heaven Ecclesia Church Online. Podcast link is right there. And listen to that and listen to this lady and see if you don't want to come under some of her mentorship there to get a boost into that realm. She does it in a very gentle way. Extremely Spirit-filled. I have 9 episodes up of The House of Heaven, How to Step into This Role as the Bride of Christ, Treasures Within, Unlocking Prayers, the Issachar episode, the season we are in. But those are there to listen to. I hope that you'll take a chance and just fill up your spiritual tank. And then I recommend, I'm a part of her Rev group. I mean, it's only $20 a month and you get access to her private spiritual encounter episodes and you will be blessed. I mean, I'm telling you, like, this lady has a track record of being an accurate prophetess and I just love her. And I hope that you will go and check out the House of Heaven Ecclesia Church Online. These are all links on my website. We also have Strange O'Clock podcast. There's 8 episodes up of really interesting stuff with Geralyn. We've been doing this one for the last almost a year now, I guess. There's been a few episodes there that are really worth listening to about the Mark of the Beast and with Dr. Joy and Hollywood UFO seances. Anyway, I'm not going to read everything because, you know, you guys can go in there yourself and go check it out. Anyway, we're doing a lot. So you want to know where we're at? We're doing all these different projects and upload. And I've got more coming too. The Chinese broadcasting into China, that is unfurling another sail of another mission. You can check out the Foundation Stones classes. Those are brilliant. We're up to 5A. Those are to build your faith in the foundations of the gospel. And we have links to Odyssey, Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, Gab, MeWe, Brighteon Social, Truth Social, Getter. And you can also follow our stuff on Spotify, iHeartRadio, FringeRadioNetwork.com, most of all. The Spirit Force podcast on Spreaker. And we have a little link at the bottom, which I should make into a bigger picture there. But the Hawaii Wars Chronicles, if you want to see some of the things that we did in Hawaii. For 3 years, we just started a new family, my wife and I, and just went to all kinds of places and interviewed people and just found out the secret history of Hawaii. That material is all there on a separate page. So just pray for us. You know, there's a lot of stuff to keep up with. I don't know how to keep up with all this. I wouldn't have time to read and listen and go. But maybe the Holy Spirit will lead you to something that we're doing that will be a blessing for you or someone else. And in essence, this stuff doesn't really mean anything without love. So let's stay close to God in his love, and then he'll give us the faith to move mountains, but we'll be operating in a spirit of love. Hallelujah. We'll see you guys again soon. There's a lot more news to cover, but I just think mainly we understand that God is going to allow America to be severely weakened and taken out of the way so that the Antichrist kingdom can get set up so that this end time show can get on the road. Is it going to hurt? Yes. A lot of people are going to die. A lot of people are going to lose their faith. It's going to be a time of great darkness. But during that great darkness, he has prophesied over his beloveds that the level of ecstasy felt by his brides will be beyond anything that they've ever expected or seen or felt because of the sense of the nearness of their husband. So just remember that and don't be overcharged with the scary stuff, but be really, really excited about what God is doing for us in the limitlessness of heaven. And we will see you again soon, everybody. I love you and I can't wait to see more happy things. Jesus is going to do so many cool things. Hallelujah. And man, there's a lot of other things to share and talk with about, but I just, you know what? I'm just going to be happy and just tell you that the Lord is, he's doing it. He's doing it. Okay, we'll see you guys soon. Go and Have a nice night. Okay, bye.
Under his wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Safely abide forever. Under his wings.
That you seek. Straight to me is where I want you to fly, to send you cry, find everything you need. I'm always right here for you to come, for you to run to, give you all you can receive. I will always answer your request, yes, everyone, as much as you believe. and you cry, find everything you need. I'm always right here for you to come, for you to run to, give you all you can receive. I will always answer your request, yes, everyone, as much as you believe.
Sincerely loved and cared for, here inside my loving arms, you'll find true love forevermore.
Straight to me is where I want you to run, want you to come, to find the answers that you seek. Straight to me is where I want you to fly, to send you cry, find everything you need.